Hi, I'm Ranjan Muthukrishnan from UCLA in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology. I've just finished my fifth year as a PhD student, and my thesis is on the influence of anthropogenic stresses and positive feedbacks on tropical reef community dynamics, which is a whole bunch of complicated words, but here's what it's really about. So I study coral reefs, which is basically awesome. They're beautiful places to hang out. They've got clear water, all kinds of cute, colorful fish and turtles, crabs and sharks, and they've got these awesome complex structures that you can swim on and around and through, and best of all, I get to go scuba diving for my job. But unfortunately, what we're seeing kind of all over the world is that corals are having a rough time, and these beautiful, complex reefs, they're getting taken over by algae. So reefs are shifting from that classic idea of a reef to ones that are a little bit gross. The water gets murkier, algae take over a lot of the space, and it starts to fill in a lot of the holes and the complex topography. So everything just sort of gets a little flattened out, and all those cool fish and animals, they just start to go away, all of which is a major bummer. So what I've been interested in as a student is what might be causing reefs to go from this cool coral-dominated place to a gunky algae-dominated one, and why those shifts seem to happen really quickly and all at once and without any prior warning. Now, there are a bunch of things that people tend to do around reefs that probably help push them away from the happy coral place to having more and more algae, things like overfishing, development, just pollution. But whenever scientists go out and they try to do experiments to measure the impacts of those particular stresses, they never quite get those major catastrophic shifts that we're really worried about. So maybe instead of just thinking about what we people are doing to reefs, instead, maybe what we need to look at is what the coral and algae might be doing themselves that could push the system one way or the other. And it turns out that both the coral and the algae, they're pretty impressive. They don't just sit there and take whatever the environment gives them. They both actively try to make it better for themselves and worse for the other guy. So corals do it by creating homes for herbivores. Basically, they're building barracks for their own protectors. The corals create all kinds of complex 3D structure with little hidey holes that fish and urchins can hide in. And so once you have some of that structure, you get a whole bunch of these herbivores around just looking for something to eat. And then every time a little bit of algae gets growing, boop, a fish can come in and eats it before it has any chance to get growing. But the algae, they don't take this lying down either. Their plan is to start hoarding resources. Now, there's always a little bit of nutrients floating around in the water, but not everybody can get to it completely easily. So what happens is some of the algae are really good at pulling down those nutrients, and then they start leaking out a little bit of the extra to their neighbors. And now the algae, they get a hold of this good stuff, and they just try to grow like crazy and overwhelm the coral. So now what you've got is this situation where everything is sort of on a precipice. Maybe if you've got just the right balance of both coral and algae, everything sort of evens out. But as soon as you just randomly get a little extra bit of coral to grow, that leads to a few more fish with each a little more algae, creating a little more space for coral, which brings in more fish, and so on, until all of a sudden, those herbivores, they're just chowing down on every little bit of algae around, and it's all coral all the time. But alternatively, a similar thing can happen for the algae. They, you know, just randomly get a little bit of an advantage and they start growing a little. So they pull in more nutrients and then they can grow a little faster and then there's more nutrients and now they're growing a lot and eventually they just take over everything and there's no more coral. So I think this might be what's happening on reefs and why we see such quick and major changes from one kind of reef to another. As soon as you get a little bit of a change that pushes the reef over that edge, it snowballs until it's completely taken over by algae. But so the question that remains now is, what can we do? Is there a way to keep these shifts from happening? And maybe can we even take advantage of the ways coral and algae modify their environment so that we can, you know, develop better conservation techniques? And if we can figure that out, hopefully we'll still have some cool coral reefs to swim around and play on in the future.